Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
On tonight's episode of Dallas Housewives, it's all about family drama and a little bit of fishing. It's an odd one. It's The Real Housewives of Dallas Season 2, Episode 5, Walking in Memphis, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The buzz begins.
Hello, AfterBuzzers.
Yes. Okay, what do you sound like perspective on Taylor's new music? Just, are you liking it? Are you not?
I did not like the first song. I do like this song.
You like this one?
Yeah. Well, I like the first one because I love it mixed with Toxic. Have you ever heard the mix Britney Toxic and...
Maybe I need to hear that.
I need to hear that.
But to me, it's just very, like, it's a kind of a mess.
I think she's more musically talented than this. Whatever this is playing, but I mean,
I like it.
Yeah, but I like the music video. It's like a little, it's a little much, but I like it.
Yeah,
I need to check it out.
Yes. Well, we can talk about this and more on this episode. Let's talk about it. You guys can find me over on Twitter at It's Grants Rants.
Yes. Welcome back, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
Hey guys, I'm Jesse Zander. You can find me all over social media at @Athletic.
And you guys can stalk me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm glad that we're all here.
I know.
We're here.
And we're going to get into more of it. We've had the pleasure, if you've missed a few episodes here at AfterBuzz, we've had the pleasure of speaking with Stephanie Holman two weeks ago. And last week it was Heidi Dillon in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She told us a lot about Stephanie's house.
That's some inside scoop.
Yes. So you never know who will pop up here at AfterBuzz, so keep it locked for the after show here at AfterBuzz, of course, because we've been in touch. We've got our feelers out, so get ready.
Yeah. Yes.
Deandra will be coming. She unfortunately couldn't come today. She was supposed to, but unfortunately she was feeling a little sick, so she will hopefully be here next week, so tune in then.
And I don't think we're going to be able to keep Leanne away at some point.
So. Yes. We got to get her in here.
Just let y'all know.
Leanne, we want you too.
Yes.
To
oh, my God. I would die.
I know,
That'd
right?
be great.
So let's talk about the other fools, Carrie, Stephanie, and Brandy, are getting ready to go to Memphis. They're packing up. Brandy's grandfather suffered two strokes, so this is time for her to visit with Kim. And I'm glad to see it. They're still maintained a relationship a year and a half later, really.
That's great.
Yeah.
I just like watching each of these Housewives shows when they pack for trips. I have no idea why. I'm just fascinated by it. Every single show, every single trip, it's the same thing, but I love it.
But the part-time nanny was there.
I know.
I was like, okay, I want to be that part-time nanny. I wonder how much she's making. She can get free flight.
I feel kind of bad for her, though. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt bad for her when they made her wait in the car.
That's what I felt bad for. I didn't want to jump to it because I didn't want to talk about it, but I was like, oh my gosh, she's got to sit in the car.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't want to get in the lake with the, you know, the catfish either.
Oh, yeah.
She just sit in the car.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'd have been like, thank you for leaving me in the car.
She could sit on the edge of the riverbank.
When they got in the car, they're like, all right, we got a long ride. So this poor girl had to sit in the car to and from and couldn't get out to catch a ray of sun.
I thought I was the only one who noticed that. Her face was like, what?
Right? Yes. But I mean, she's obviously getting paid. She's getting a free flight. They're paying for her food.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm done.
They probably pay for her part-time.
It's like a free trip
half
to Memphis.
Half the time you pay, half the time she pays.
You think?
No.
She's sitting in the car. I don't know. She's probably still in the car.
I'd be glad to be in the car.
Out in the heat. Sitting in that East Coast heat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. So.
But you wouldn't have gotten in the water for catfish?
Oh, hell no.
Y'all wouldn't?
Oh, my
Honestly,
God.
Honestly,
would you go catfishing?
I'm an adventure person, so I would do it.
Right?
But I'm an adventure person. I'm not touching the worm.
No, you'd be a Stephanie, like, it's alive.
I would 100% be like Stephanie. I was like, that's me right there. Like, I'd go in and I'd be like, literally, like, crying. And she was running away from the fish. Yeah. And that's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, get off me.
Well, she said she was scared of fish last week. She was scared of fish.
Oh, I wouldn't touch the fish either.
I would have done it. I was a Girl Scout, so I feel like I would just be all up in there and just.
I was a Boy Scout.
With my nails, like, whoa, wait. I'd have to get a nails. I'd make sure to go in, not pre nails done. I'd have to make sure nails after.
Good point, yeah.
But I'd still touch the fish.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I wonder how I'd react in that situation.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. No.
I don't know. No, I mean, I would get in and put the waiters
on
and
do that. See,
that's
what I said.
Yeah, just stand there.
But then what happens when you catch the fish and it's coming at you?
I would do it, but fishing to me is so boring.
It is so boring.
That's why I actually thought this episode was going to be boring when I saw that they were going fishing. I was pleasantly surprised because it was not boring.
So, I didn't think they were going to catch anything, honestly. I wasn't expecting them to catch a couple fish.
Yeah.
And I noticed the lighting. I was like, it didn't take them all day either. It wasn't like the sun was going down and like the catch fish. It was like,
oh my God,
wow,
you were really nasty.
I was like,
with that.
I know. I was like, when are they catching these fish? Like, it was like good timing on the fish catching, girls. Well, okay.
The owner is like the owner of Ketchum Lakes or something. So I'm pretty sure that's like a stocked pond. You know what I mean? Like,
they just put some money into it.
Yeah. Here, it's like, when you go like for the gold, it's like, you know, when you pan for gold, you get the little flakes, and it's like, we know you're gonna get something.
Where do you pan for gold? I want to pan for some gold.
Oh, it's somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know. People pay good money to do that. You know, they sit there with little strainers. Like, oh, go sit by the pool. Jeez. Someone who's getting ready to do nothing like that is Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
Keaton is 21, and he told his father that he doesn't fit in. He wants to get out of Dallas. He's been there for less than 2 months. He committed to a year, but who cares when you're 21?
I would have loved to have him do his own confessional just to hear what he had to say. Because I felt like there was some reason.
Something missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something we didn't get to see. Not that they did anything wrong, but I just wanted to hear his perspective, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he didn't. Like, he has no interest in anything. He's like, no, you didn't do anything wrong. I just don't want to be here. I'm done.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be on camera, you can tell. And so they thought that he would pick up on their ambition.
Right.
And DeAndre was like, you know, really wanting to get involved with him and, you know, asked him. And Jeremy even said, like, can you be a little level headed if and when you do speak to him? Because you tend to go off. So we saw a little bit of that later.
Yeah, and I saw a bit of Mama D in there. I saw
it. The nails are out.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So over in Memphis, we learned that, so they're arriving. Brandy says that she grew up in a trailer and swam in the Mississippi River. I didn't know that about Brandy.
I didn't know that either.
Me either.
I did
Me
not
either.
Know that.
Yeah.
But speaking of such, like, small town girl, Stephanie from Oklahoma, I really wasn't expecting her to be so scared of the catfish and going back to the worm scenario because she, you know, she told us she grew up in Oklahoma and was that small town girl and would get dirty. So I was really surprised she was a little scared to the catfish.
I think it's something that comes with age because even Brandy said, you know, they used to go swimming in the Mississippi, but she wouldn't dare do it now.
True.
I think about the things that, you know, we used to do as kids. Like, I definitely wouldn't do half that stuff now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little bit of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Very well said.
I mean, these ladies, they're married to millionaires. They're taking us so far away from that at this point. You know what I mean?
It's right. You know, when you marry a millionaire, you just kind of think to yourself, I'm never doing that again.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're just in a different echelon in life, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? At the hotel, they were all joking that they didn't have to perform any sexual favors. I was like, okay, that's good. Cute. Move on. But Carrie would not let this
no.
go.
Yeah. No.
She latched on to this and had to let us know. I wrote it all down.
She said, break it down for us, Grant.
So she is excited to have 3 days off because it's every day. And then they're getting ready to have a champagne toast, and she keeps going that she's still discussing it, that she has to pull double duty. And some weeks it's 5 times, others it's 10. Who the hell is having sex 10 times a week and has a child and a full-time job?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, you already claim you're mad about spending that much time with them. That's just extra, what, hours or 20 minutes more?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just weird.
Up. 10 times a week, even if it is 20 minutes. Do the math.
Labor.
I love that. I don't know if y'all watched after the show What Happens Live with Andy, mm-hmm. and he actually brought it up just like how you kind of roasted her. Andy was like, wow, that is a lot of sex.
Oh, and so
she,
she kind of had, she was like,
you know, well, 10 times, that's like, you know, vacation, you know, when you're at the beach. Like, what do you do at the beach? And in my head, I'm like, what do I do at the beach?
Lay on the beach.
Lay on the beach. Oh my God, what? Look, I thought it was hilarious.
The more you talk about something, the less real I believe it.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. If you have to talk about it that much, you're the way it is, I'm sure, I have a healthy sex life, and they're not comparing notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows? So they went to the birthday gathering for mm-hmm. Brandy's grandfather, and we learned a little bit more that her grandparents divorced before she was born, mm-hmm. and very close with her grandmother. And so the grandmother, I guess, is really, you know, she feels betrayed by her granddaughter for forging this relationship. You know, we don't really know anything else as to why, but they haven't spoken for a year and a half.
Must have been a nasty divorce.
Yeah.
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 I mean, a year and a half, especially when someone's of a certain age. Like, we have to imagine that Brandy's grandmother is, you know, is up there. I mean, so it's like to not speak to someone that you were close with for a year and a half.
And well, they used to be so close, too. Her and her grandma.
Your granddaughter, and then you have great-grandkids. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Like grandmother, like granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She talked about that. Yeah.
I think that's like a trait in families. Like, you can just turn it off with certain people. You know what I mean? It's not a healthy thing to do.
Well, and
I
that's
feel like
what
people
she said.
Just ice people out.
Yeah. That's what she said. She did that to Stephanie. And she's like, well, now I've learned, like, my lessons.
Yeah. Very true. Were y'all expecting her to not answer the door, or were you kind of assuming she would be answering the door?
The way the episode was going, I kind of expected it not to happen.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of was, like, I don't know, it felt like it was just not going to happen.
Well, you're smarter than me, because I was like, Bravo's definitely, like, egging it on. Like, she's going to open the door.
Yeah.
It probably was, like, 2 minutes. She was upstairs. Like,
But no,
she never came, and I was like, holy crap.
Because I thought once they cut to a commercial or they cut to another scene, I was like, all right, we come back, she'll open the door, we'll have the scene.
Right.
But no. So Carrie reminds us once again that she doesn't have her husband in town, so she can go out for a girl's night. I'm like, very good, Carrie. Very good.
You go, Carrie.
I was talking about that one. I don't know. So Cameron is coming down to a big moment with having her presentation be put out into the world. She's going to a focus group first, her two kids, to look at this poster. And her daughter, Hilton, is so cute.
I love her.
I love that girl. She says, like, oh, well, do you guys want pink dog food? And she says, the daughter just says, I prefer brown. So cute.
She is.
But, I mean, you know, we'll talk more about Cameron in a minute, because I have a question for y'all. But I like how Cruz, her son, just stared at her with the same stare that her husband had. Not a clue what she's asking. So on this poster board, there was a bunch of stuff. What caught our attention?
The colors.
Yeah, the bow.
The bow.
Chemist. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You asked what stuck out, chemist.
It said, let your dog sparkle from the inside out. And it's a $25 billion industry, so she's reminding us once again that she's not an idiot. And so that was that. And she moves over to, this is what got me. She went to her husband's office to ask for $100,000 for this sparkle dog line. She's driving up in a BMW i8, which starts, I did the research, it starts at $143,000. There's your investment.
Sell your car.
Sell your car for the investment.
Yep. I was like, how much? I bet that car is exactly how much she's asking. Oh, it's more.
Much.
And he gave her only 10. I mean, after all that, they're clearly going out, and that's not the only car in the family. I mean,
right?
He could afford to give her $100,000.
I think he wants her to work for it.
I was about to say, work for it. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just not going to give you this money just to blow it. I need to see you do something.
All right, yeah. Well, he wants a proof of concept, so we'll see what happens. I guess it's to be continued. Although at the end of the scene, she's like, there is going to be pink dog food. I'm like, I don't know. Are we jumping the gun? I don't think he's saying there. It's really happening, but...
Right.
I mean, he wants to see, like a printout. Like, I don't think it's, like, going into production. Let's talk more. At the party, Brandy and Stephanie bond over wanting to be pregnant at the exact same time. Are they going back to their old carnival ways?
It's
too late, are you?
I think it's cute. Yeah. It was cute they said that. That means, like, they're obviously great friends again to say that.
And yeah.
I'm pregnant and I could use a friend, so if you're pregnant out there, tweet me.
Yeah. I think it would be nice to have
for sure. Then. Yeah. Have you ever thought to yourself,
let's get pregnant?
Hey,
at the
good
same
girlfriend,
time.
Can we get pregnant at the same time?
No, it just doesn't again. Work like that, though. It just doesn't work like that.
I imagine not.
So I was like, that's a good plan, but like, what if you get pregnant and then she doesn't and something happens and then you're like, shit, now I'm pregnant by myself and I have to take care of this other kid?
You said you'd get pregnant with me.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's like a 2-year thing. It's like you get pregnant and then have the baby in another pregnancy. So then it's like 2 years of just like one can't drink. But the other
I know,
can.
Right? What fun is that?
So it's like, I'm the lamest person that I know. But you can't. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like the dating, the tongue kissing, the baby. Just have them together.
Yeah.
I guess. I love none of this involved. Yeah. Like,
yeah, right. Like,
independent of
that. Like, I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah. Even Carrie was watching. She had a weird look on her face the whole time. She's just watching them with this random infant. And she's just like, wow, they're really codependent. Like, yeah, they are.
But I have talked about that with my little sister. Her birthday's tomorrow, actually. Ooh, so happy birthday, Jackie. And we've actually talked about it. We want to raise, like, we actually want to live, like, on the same cul-de-sac and, like, have our kids be friends together.
See, I think that's
and,
different.
You know? Yeah.
Well, exactly.
You know, yeah, we've never been like, okay, ready, set, go, because for one, I don't have a boyfriend or I'm not near that in any way, shape, or form. But, I mean, we want our kids to grow up together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, we finally get to see Leanne, who does not get enough airtime.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, where is she?
She looks good.
She
looks great.
I know.
Amazing.
She really does.
I'm hoping that shifts throughout the season because I'm kind of over it.
What do you mean, the shift?
Oh, like, I need to see more of her.
I think I need to see a little bit more of a toned down version.
Oh, no.
Like,
no. We need to see more of her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I don't know why. Like, this show is very, and I'm so in the weeds with writing about it. I just feel like it's, like, all up here. But it's very, like, percentage-wise heavy towards Stephanie and Brandy. Mm-hmm. Very heavy towards them.
I feel
that. Carrie's in the middle. And then two new girls, they get maybe, like, a 5-minute block.
Right, yeah.
And then it's, like, Leanne sprinkled throughout. But, I mean, this scene with Rich was, like, what? Less than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
When he got on his knee in her closet.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh,
he's teasing that engagement that she still hasn't.
But that means he needs to do it kind of soon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to be teasing like that as
a
woman, like, come on, girl, you know, like, that's like, come on. Like, you're giving me a mixed emotions, mixed signals, like getting me excited and. Yeah.
At this point,
do you
episode,
think he's going to propose this season?
He has to now. You can't joke around like that.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I mean, Heidi did say that at Leanne's engagement party, she dropped that line last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just casually put that in there. I caught that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, I missed that.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert, kids. If you're wondering.
I'm going to do some investigating.
I hope I didn't ruin anyone's season based on Leanne's engagement. I mean, come on. But she also, at this point in the episode, Leanne says that she was hurt that Brandy didn't call her or text her anything about the Memphis trip.
Yeah.
Right. We know now that these two are no longer friends. So she's been posting up a storm on Twitter. She's saying they should have stayed there and who cares. But at the time of recording this, she was hurt by that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I might be in the minority here, but does it almost seem like Brandy kind of used Leanne at the beginning of the season?
That's what I was saying, like, at the very beginning, I felt like she needed a friend.
Yeah.
And so she gravitated towards Leanne. Because Leanne's so strong, like, she'd be an easy person to side with, right? Like, you don't want to be on her bad side.
Strategic.
And then if you get on her good side, and then you talk shit on whoever you're against, like, she's going to go to bat for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I honestly thought, as soon as I saw them going out of town together, I was wondering what Leanne would think.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that too. But do you think their friendship is genuine, Leanne and Brandy?
I never thought it was, but
I think it's too early to tell. I think they were just beginning to forge a friendship. At this point, now I think it is for that. I think it is strategic, and it was numbers. I would say this when I talk about Housewives, but it's like, you know, you have to have people on your side, and she was excluded. She felt excluded from Carrie and Brandy, and she doesn't know the other two new girls.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, in my eyes, Leanne was like a hawk on Brandy because Brandy was so vulnerable for losing such a great friend, and so she kind of took that scenario to be like, well, let's be friends now. So now they're on the same team. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I can see Brandy going towards, you know, Stephanie more, and now Leanne's a little nervous that she's about to lose Brandy as a friend because of that, because she doesn't like Stephanie.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not there, but it just from my viewpoint watching, it just seems like, oh, I got my other friend back, so now I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to talk crap about you, unwarranted.
Right.
By saying things like, oh, she's not invited to my home.
Not invited to my home.
Because now it just seems like you're just trying to distance yourself from Leanne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now that you have your other friend back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't like that. That's what I'm saying.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes
sense.
I feel
like
it makes sense. Because it was kind of like OGs versus new on this episode when Leanne was talking to the new girls, Deandra and Carmen. And you could just see, like, you know, they have their little threesome going right now. And they post a lot together too on their socials. I follow them.
Shout out to the AfterBuzz booth. If you guys have a live read, I don't have a copy. I got an email about it. So I just do my due diligence here at the studio. Speaking about that dinner with Leanne, Cameron, and Deandra. They were all talking about how Brandy says that Leanne is not allowed in their home because the children are scared of her or whatever. And so Leanne just says it's not true. Of course, they cut to the one shot they had of her, like, picking her up.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm like, who knows? But even Heidi refuted that last week, so I don't know if that's really based in anything besides for the cameras.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Brandy, did she have a party last season?
Well, apparently she had, like, a New Year's party after the season ended, and she invited Leanne, and Leanne showed up to that. So
that's, okay.
So that's, I think, where that's, like, it sounds crazy to say that. Like, why would you even need to say that to anybody if, like, you just
if
don't
y'all
have,
are friends.
Yeah,
right.
If you are friends, and you're in one sentence saying, well, I think she's trying, but then in the other sentence you're saying, well, she can't come to my house. My girls were scared of her. That, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Right. Well, Deandra is still very perplexed by Brandy. They have not connected. This is new. Usually it's just been Brandy and Cameron. Now we're learning that Deandra doesn't even really vibe with her. And she says that Brandy always appears to be half asleep. Which I think a lot of people would agree with.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, her eyes are just, they just naturally kind of shut.
Yeah.
Get a little squinty.
Well,
I think it's so cute,
squinty.
Though.
Yeah, she's a little squinty.
She is cute, yeah.
She had that dark eye makeup on when she had that one-on-one with Stephanie. She really did look like she was out for a nap. They all predict that Carrie will be brainwashed by this. Carrie is going to go where the cameras are. I mean, you know, she's going to go with, please. I mean, at this point, you know, she was cool with Leanne when, you know, Leanne had her moment at the party and all that. But now that she's on this trip, of course she's going to switch. Who wouldn't see that coming? You know what I mean? What else can we say? So Brandy says that she couldn't care less about connecting with Deandra and Cameron. So this is, like you mentioned, that clear divide between 3-on-3.
And I was so surprised, not surprised, by how quickly I felt like Carrie threw Cameron under the bus by telling Brandy about her lack of connection with her. Remember when she told them what Cameron said? I felt like that was crazy.
Wait, which moment was this?
When they were sitting down and they were talking, and she essentially told Brandy that Cameron felt like they didn't connect or something because of his zip codes or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
she
told her that information. So I'm like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Playing both sides.
Yeah, that one. She's one to watch. Yes. So what else can we say? Stephanie still doesn't believe that Leanne likes her or Carrie. And I can understand where Stephanie's coming from. I mean, she did just show up at her house calling her a two-faced in a costume. So I guess, like, it is kind of hard to believe that Leanne is really, like, a fan of Stephanie. I mean,
right.
You know. Let me see. What else? So Carrie says that she's been a better friend to Leanne. And if she finds out that Leanne is talking behind her back, she's going to lose her mind. But
It clips over to them, like, essentially talking... BS about them.
But all they do is talk about one another. Their favorite topic is the other side. Yeah. I mean, Carrie's
that's
the
Real Housewives.
Carrie's the first one to talk about anybody else, I think. So what else?
You think Carrie is? You think Carrie's the most gossip of amongst them all?
I think she'll go in any direction.
She spills the most tea?
I don't know if she's like the most gossipy.
She's
but
like
I feel
the
like
go-between, you know? Yeah, like yeah, she's the sure. person that's kind of talking to this person.
She's friends with
every
she's
person,
friends
but
with
she's
everyone.
Telling what yeah. the other person
True.
Is saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like tries to play friends with everyone.
But
it's
creating
talking.
Chaos.
Yeah. Which is fine. Exactly. Which is fine. That's like Gina Keo 101. That's like a shit star, which is yeah. cool. But if then you run around and complain that, you know, exactly. I'm in the middle, I don't want to be involved, I mean, then you just can't.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're just not doing it right. You're just not doing it right. What do you have over there? Do we want to do that?
Absolutely. So just to let you guys know that A&E's Emmy-nominated groundbreaking docuseries, Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath, has returned for season 2. New episodes air on Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on A&E. It follows Leah Remini along with high-level former Scientology executives and church members as they delve deep into the shocking stories of abuse, heartbreak, and harassment experienced by those who have left the church and spoken publicly about their experiences. This season, Leah Remini continues her quest to give a voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology. It also explores accounts of former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the church's practices, and Remini is helping people take actions, turning survivors into fighters, revealing truth, and seeking justice.
There you go. Good show. I'm watching it. Have you looked at that show yet?
I have not seen it yet, but I feel like I need to.
It's heavy. I wouldn't say it's entertaining as much as it is like a docu-feel gritty. Mm-hmm. But have you looked at it?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I am too, actually. So
yeah.
Check it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank
what
you
is
for
it
that
on?
Word.
A&E.
A&E?
Yes.
A&E.
So, let's flip over to Leanne visiting a therapist.
I like these conversations.
I do, too.
Therapist conversations.
I like that they seem to happen once per episode.
Mm-hmm. Like I've noticed check-in. That, too.
Very continuous.
Like a check-in. Like, what are you going to do? Hold on before you do anything next.
Let's see what the therapist says.
Yes. So, Rich comes up, her boyfriend of 8 years, and she, there's like a deadline of December, and we know at this point we're post-Halloween, so, right. I mean, we're into November, so it's like less than a month and a half away. And, so Leanne questions if she should hint, write a letter, what should she do? And of course the therapist is like thoroughly like, Nope, don't do anything. Nope. And Leanne, this is like probably the realest therapy session I think we've seen because she's like, no, I really don't want to push him away. Like, I'm not the easiest to get along with. Mm-hmm. And like, I really value him. So I just want to make sure I'm making the right move. Really, the other stuff was more for the show. I feel like this actually, she really was trying to get some.
Her personal life, right?
Yeah, she was trying to get some info out of it. What did you think of this moment?
Well, we finally got to see her again, so that was one thing. I was happy about that. I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah. Is it true the therapist said no do be vocal about it?
So
is
that's what I
you
thought
should
she
should do?
Well, I was
that's
shocked.
What I took it.
That's how I took it as well. I thought she said don't write a letter, go to him and say it. Like,
you need to
she
talk
said,
about it.
She basically said you need to push.
Yeah,
like you need.
Oh, I missed that entirely.
And I maybe
said no.
No, and I maybe you're right, but for some reason I felt like she was like, no, you need to vocalize. Like you need to not write the letter. Just
that's
go
what
to
I
it.
Heard. Yeah. Don't write the letter. Say it.
Talk.
Oh, okay. Because I thought because then she said, well, I don't want to push him. Like it's his decision. He wants to initiate this. So I thought she was like being told to back off
because she used to. She used to be like when you know time's ticking, win. And then she stopped for a while, and I think that's why she asked the therapist like. Should I bring it back up again?
Yeah.
Should I write about it?
That the therapist said that because I just thought that the therapist would be like, you know, I actually thought Leanne was right. Like, I don't want to push. It's his decision. Like, I don't want to force him to do it. And I feel like she was like, no push.
Okay.
So I was like,
I'm
I don't know.
Yeah. How long have they been engaged, y'all?
Well, they've been together for...
Or, sorry, it's not engaged. Excuse
8 years.
Eight years they've been together.
I would just go shopping for a wedding dress and buy it. Just get it.
But he's not
it's
going to
happen.
Yeah, but he can't see it. That's
oh, well.
Point.
Time to tick in.
That's true. I think when you reach a certain age, what do you need all this formality for?
Yes, I believe in formality.
Okay, turn the dress backwards. No,
it's in a box. What that? It's in a box. Here it is.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So in a more dramatic turn, we talked about it. Brandy going with her mother, Janet, to her grandmother's house, explaining her wanting to explain a relationship with her grandfather. And not much came of it, but she did leave the flowers behind, and I felt bad for her. I'm glad that her mother was there for her and she didn't go alone.
Yeah.
Mm. That was hard to watch, actually.
I thought it was, too.
It was.
And I'm think about the reality of that. Like,
yeah.
This is your family that's not even opening the door, and you know they're inside.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say, that house had no light on it when they went up to it. Mm-hmm. Then when she was there, it was fully lit. So what would her grandmother have to gain from showing up on camera like that with a big key light in her face,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it was like, I would view it as like, all right, so she's got the cameras with her, so now she's going to reach out to me. Okay. Mm,
yeah, that's a good point.
It's a little intimidating, too.
Oh,
for
it
a whole
is.
Production team to come yeah. up to your
well,
door.
Especially when it's something so emotional and you're not, like, the star of the reality show. Like, I don't know if I wasn't star of the reality show that I'd want somebody showing up in my house and confronting me about not speaking. Like, that's really an emotional moment.
No.
So,
let me show up to my grandparents' house and they don't open the door. I don't care if I have a whole search team behind me. You need to open the door because I'm there.
True.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
No, no,
you
I
open
I do
the
agree
door,
too.
At least let me slide in
yeah.
so I can, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
True.
You
yeah.
don't have to be seen by the cameras because then at least we would have had a resolution to that story
yeah,
that
yeah.
it felt good. You
yeah,
know,
right.
She went inside.
Right.
Then we could have found out what happened later.
Yeah.
You know? That's how.
That's
okay.
a good point.
It's family.
That
I don't
is
care
a good
about
point.
The TV stuff. It's family. Let me in.
So you don't think it had anything to do with the production team?
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying that would not have been okay, and I would have been beaten down the glass.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's
a good
just
point.
Me.
Yeah.
Breaking and entering.
There you go.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, because she said normally I just go around the back. I'm like,
yeah.
why don't you just do
that's,
try
that's
that?
That's what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Right?
Like, just so you know.
It used to be so close.
Stay here. Yeah. I would do a scene the way she did it, and then I would tell the producer or whoever's there, I'm like, all right, you guys, we did it, but I'm serious here. Like, I'm just going to
yeah,
pursue
yeah.
this, but y'all got to back off. Like, we
yeah.
did the scene, but I'm, you know, you can keep the mic on me, but I'm pursuing
right.
this.
Yeah. And that's that right. would have been a great clip, too, mm-hmm. to see them, you know, filming from the car and just seeing her walk in. To see,
at least
yeah.
that. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Because I'm curious to see if, what about now? Like, are they still not on good terms?
Right.
Mm. I don't know.
That's a good
I don't
question.
Know.
Yeah.
Wonder.
Well, that's it. I hope we don't have to wait till the reunion till they ask her. So someone from somewhere in the United States asks her what happened to the grandmother because I want to know.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about that on Watch What Happens Live? I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think so.
No, they didn't really bring that up too much.
Wow.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
I know. I missed that. I went to go look for it today and it wasn't available on BravoTV.com. I wanted to watch it for the
yeah.
show, but I'm looking forward yeah. to it. Although I heard all they did was talk about Leanne, but I don't know. Is that true?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. What else can we say? So back at the hotel, while Brandy is pursuing meeting up with her grandmother, Stephanie and Carrie talk about how Stephanie's in a much better place with Brandy. Mm-hmm. It was worth the reset, and they're warm and a healthy spot. And then Carrie tells her that, like, she kisses her ass.
I thought that was funny.
I think Carrie's the one kissing
yeah.
their ass.
Ooh.
I definitely believe that she's the one kissing their ass.
Because whenever there's three girls, one of them typically gets left out a bit. Are
really?
You saying that's Carrie in this instance?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know?
I would.
Do you think she felt left out?
Well, I think she's... I don't know if she feels left out, but I feel like she's just kind of elbowing.
Oh, okay. I agree.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
Ride or die. Ride or die. Ride or die.
So, back over at the Simmons house, DeAndre's all fired up, taking it so personal that Keaton is leaving. He doesn't want anything to do with any of this conversation. So he just leaves, and he doesn't even really look at them. Did you catch that? He just, like, just grabbed his bag right for the door. Like,
yeah.
Right out, got in his Camaro, must be nice, and just took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to say about DeAndre? I mean, was she just being too much? She's only his stepmother. She wants
yeah.
a do-over. How did you feel about her reaction?
You know, I think it's difficult to have... I think sometimes, particularly if you have a camera on you and you have a very difficult situation, I think your reaction probably is a little bit more extreme than it might normally be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's two stressors there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So
yeah,
I think that could have been it, because I did feel like she overreacted, but I don't think it was fake.
Yeah.
No,
I do
don't
not
think
that was fake, right?
I felt yeah. like her husband handled the situation really well. Like, if I was a parent, like I will be one day, I guess, I would love to handle situations like he did. But I think she did overreact. Like, that would drive me crazy. But then when she told the story of, like, why she was so emotional. Because I was thinking, like, why the hell is she so emotional? This isn't even her kid. But when she talked more about it, I was like, oh, this makes sense. She's in a really hard spot. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how you would go about dealing with a situation mm-hmm. like that.
I mean, so, she made an effort, you know, by inviting yeah. him into her life, right. into her, the house. And
right.
You can't really
financially supporting
that.
Him. No. Yeah. yeah. Like, he...
She doesn't have any kids, does she?
Mm-mm.
No.
So I think that there, I don't know, but I feel like there could be some of that mm-hmm. in there too. Like, this is her opportunity to really have an, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have to remember too that she is like a newlywed to her husband and they seem to be a really good team.
Yeah.
And they had like good back and forth and like, you know, they were there for each other when he left and everything. So, I mean, this is a totally different dynamic. I mean, first time being a parent and you've got a 21-year-old boy, I mean,
it's a little
difficult.
He yeah. seems a little hard-headed, but 2 months? Two months, y'all. Like, that's not enough time to really adjust
mm-hmm.
and to find a job and to be, you know, get used to Dallas.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, Dallas is so hot in the summertime, and it was October time then, so that was like some really good weather, so I don't know how he couldn't adjust a little bit. The weather was nice.
Yeah, I did a little research to see, like, what he was up to. I was curious.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything, but he did get into a little trouble this summer, so, allegedly.
Oh.
So, nothing terrible, but, you know.
Oh.
So, I don't know if he's yet to find the straight and narrow, just yet.
I don't know. Where is he in South Carolina? Because, I don't really think that there's a lot there. Sorry, anybody who's there, who's watching, but I just don't feel like it compares to Dallas. I just don't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what his mom thinks, his biological mother. Having him home, like, how is her parenting different than father?
Is she in South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
right, that's where he went, right?
To
South Carolina with her biological mom.
That could be it.
Yeah. Over in we talked about, we're done with all the brains.
I also wonder how Deandra's relationship is with his biological mother. I would have a feeling there's some conflict because I remember at the beginning of the season, Deandra blatantly said that she might come off as, you know, the girl who took the husband away, kind of a scenario. Yeah. So, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I remember that. You're correct. Yeah.
So, it's a little interesting.
The other woman.
Yeah, the other woman. That's what, excuse me. The other woman.
You're right. Well, at the hotel, Brandy returns and Brandy's really upset and says that she's just going to drink and they put on these masks and sip red wine, and Carrie gets a little close to them in the bed and makes her way in, and the three of them are all set for the night. Any final thoughts on this show, guys?
I want a gold mask.
Right?
Yeah. What was the comment about the facelift? Did you catch that?
I caught it, but I didn't understand it. Did I miss something?
Yeah. Stephanie said to Brandy, you look like you got a facelift, and then Brandy said, Deandra, watch out. I've had one before you. Is that shade?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is she saying Deandra got a facelift or she needs one?
Oh.
Probably needs one.
Yeah. That is something we'll have to ask Deandra once she comes and talks to
us. I read Deandra's blog and she made a joke about it, but I couldn't tell where that was going.
It's random. If you're trying to be shady and that... not on that unclear, I mean, come on. Is that shade? I mean, really. You know, if you're going to come for someone, you need to let them know. You know what I mean?
I just don't think that I would want to mess with Deandra if I was Brandy.
No.
I wouldn't want to mess with Deandra either. Deandra versus Brandy.
It just doesn't seem like...
I feel like Deandra... I mean, we saw firsthand Deandra got upset, like, with a family member.
Yeah.
Imagine how she could be with...
I just feel like she
a friend slash acquaintance.
Steamroll her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I think it's going to get so much more dirty coming up. I really do.
I know. I feel like it is, too.
Let's take a look at some predictions.
Okay.
Yes.
Coming up, so...
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, Carrie hosts a dinner with the Westcotts, and Mark looks like an ass once again, talking about how Carrie has to eat her daughter's food or something.
Yeah.
I hope she reacted to that, and we just
listening.
Didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Leanne and Rich go to the fair, and is this going to be the moment? Is he going to propose?
That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. I was freaking out.
It also looked like a music video. Oddly.
Oh, yeah. The Texas State Fair?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just looked like a music video. They were
is that in. What it was? The Texas State
yeah,
Fair?
Yeah, I think it was the Texas State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. It's so much fun. You get fried everything. Fried everything, y'all. Fried everything. Everything. Think of it. It's there. It's fried. Fried Oreos. Fried.
I always wanted to try one of those.
Everything's
fried. Oh, they're really good.
I
know. It doesn't sound good. And I don't like anything, but it's really good.
You don't like anything?
I don't like anything. except ice cream. That's all. But I like fried Oreos.
I don't like anything. So trust me.
Yes. I don't like anything. If I say it's good, it's good.
Yeah. So it looks like Deandra has the need to have a sit down with all the girls in her eclectic
home. Spill the tea.
Yes.
I love how they're dressed up.
I love a tea party. It always ends badly.
I know.
And this one looks like it goes south real fast.
Oh my gosh, I know. I can't wait.
I'm not an advocate of the C word. I don't use that word, but Leanne's messed up and she doesn't care.
Is that word really bad? I mean, I don't use it, but it seems like whenever someone says it, it's like the entire room stops.
Wait, what word?
The C word.
Oh my God. I talked about that today during lunch with my coworker. That C word, that's like, and the Australians say it.
So it's worse than the B word.
Yeah.
When someone says it to you in a derogatory
way. Yeah.
Okay. It's more cutting, I think.
See, honestly, nobody said it to me. I've never said it.
So I just don't
even know my vocabulary.
I don't say it either, but I don't know if I'd, like, I'd just be like, whatever.
Because Australians, for those who, like, try to, context clues for the viewers watching, Australians say it, like that. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Erica
Jane
says it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not...
She does.
I'm sorry. So just came to my mind. I had a whole thing about it.
But, like, a lot of Australians will just say it, like, that's just, like, their form of a B word. Like, as a friendly kind of, like... You know, No, I am not a fan of that word.
No, I think it's a fighting word. If you're gonna throw that at someone, you know that they're like dead serious.
Cutting,
they're out
like
for
what
you.
Said.
Yeah,
and it's one thing to be like, why she said it about her.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't have expected that. I would have expected somebody else, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're that far into the season where it's that extreme to be going that. Low with name calling. I mean, I don't like what could have happened in the next episode that goes from like
curious
to that. So we'll have to find out. I don't know. In the meantime, you guys can submit your predictions below. Let us know your thoughts on this episode. And one last thing I want to say, Cameron, is she acting for the cameras or is this really her? I need to know what you think because I've been kind of caught up in watching her and I feel like, all right, where are we going with this? And I like her, but. Is there a side of her that, what keeps her up at night? What bothers her? You know, what stresses her out? I feel like it's just very on the surface.
Brandy.
Very on the
surface. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
That's her only problem in life? Oh, my God.
I think it is. In her pink world.
Wow. God bless
her. She's a little redhead.
Yeah, like, is there any conflict within family? Exactly, just the surface. We're just talking about the pink dog food. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's her story this season, but it's like... I want more.
Yeah, I would like to see a little bit more seriousness from her.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get I agree.
Yeah. I feel like at one point they always have like a personal moment where they crack them somehow or, you know, they have talk about a loss or a family member or their previous relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm happy that she's happy. I'm not looking to bring everyone down to a level of misery. But, I mean, as far as delving into the lives of these women, I mean, Deandra's putting it all out there. Mm-hmm. So I want to see more. I think that's the general consensus. Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know.
I hear him.
And feel free to tweet us, too. We're all on the old Twitter, so let us
know. Absolutely.
Yes.
Tweet
so
it.
Where can we find you guys, and what would you like to promote?
You guys can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter. I would like to promote myself. Thanks.
And I'm Jessie Zanier. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. And thanks for joining us in the chat tonight.
Yes, Rachel Robillard, and then y'all can find me at @Rach_Robillard. Once again, happy birthday, Jackie. I'm excited to celebrate this weekend.
And for even more Real Housewives of Dallas, you can check out my recap at realitytea.com. And for more reality shows, you can listen to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. It's on YouTube, all the major podcasting networks. Just give it a quick Google search.
Do it.
And you'll find us. That's wonderful. Thank you very much for checking us out. We'll be back next week with Who Knows Who, and we're talking Real Housewives of Dallas' tea party. Get ready.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.